Beth watched with a mixture of disbelief, horror, and fascination when the flames hissed and spit as they climbed higher and higher out of the pan on her stove. As soon as the oil caught fire, she'd thrown water on it, but of course, that had only made it worse. She'd called 911, as she was taught when she was 5 years old, but instead of getting out of the apartment as the operator ordered, all Beth could do was back out of the kitchen and watch as the fire spread. The truth was, she wouldn't have been able to go outside even if the entire apartment was on fire. Her body wanted to do it, but her brain held her captive. Being agoraphobic was a pain in the ass most days, but especially right this second. Even thinking about going out of the apartment caused a panic attack, which usually took at least a day to get over and feel normal again. She hadn't always been afraid, but being kidnapped and tortured had thrown everything she'd ever known for a loop. She'd been to therapy, was still in therapy, albeit remotely, but one of the only things that helped was simply avoiding unknown situations altogether. Beth heard the frantic knocking on the door, but couldn't make herself walk the 10 or so feet to open it. She couldn't even get enough air in her lungs to call out to the firefighters who were desperately trying to get inside. Eventually, the door was thrust open with the help of a battering ram, a 3-foot-long piece of steel about 5 inches in diameter with a blunt front end, and 3 firefighters dressed from head to toe in their fire-retardant uniforms burst in. Without sparing a glance at her, the one with the large fire extinguisher rushed into her small kitchen and let loose a burst of dry chemicals on the flames. Beth watched as they crackled, but eventually sputtered and died when the chemicals did their job. The entire experience was fascinating. Beth supposed she should have been freaking out. Hell, she was afraid of just about everything these days. But there was something mesmerizing about the fire that had fascinated her. From the way the flames had so quickly gathered strength and gotten out of control, to how they'd immediately died away with one spurt from the extinguisher, it was as if they could be commanded to rise or fall at the whim of humans. Beth was brought out of her semi-trance by a man standing in front of her. He was looking at her expectantly. She'd obviously missed whatever it was that he'd said. "I'm sorry, what?"
"I asked if you were all right. Were you burned?"
Beth shook her head.
"No, I'm okay."
"Come on, let's clear out of here and get you some fresh air. The medics will be here any second. They can check you out."
He reached out his hands as if to take her elbow and lead her out of the apartment. Before the man was finished speaking, Beth was shaking her head.
"No, I'm fine. I don't need anything."
Her words weren't as forceful as she'd have liked them to be, since she finished with a hacking cough as the smoke in the air drifted over to their corner of the room.
"You don't sound fine. What was your name again?"
Beth knew she hadn't given it to the firefighter in the first place, but she told him what he wanted to know anyway.
"It's Beth. And seriously, I'm okay. I'm not going outside."
The man had the nerve to reach out and grab her biceps and start pulling her toward her front door as he informed her,
"You can sign the against medical advice at form outside once you're checked out."
The thought of stepping foot outside her safe apartment, where there were probably hordes of people standing around gawking at the fire engines and the ambulance, was more than Beth could handle. She felt her heartbeat speed up, and the dizziness that usually accompanied it flooded her. She wrenched her arm out of the man's hold and quickly backed away from him. She saw him talking to her again, but couldn't hear his words, only the frantic beating of her heart. Sweat broke out on her forehead and she swayed. Beth knew if she didn't sit down, she was going to fall down, and if she passed out, they would surely take her outside and she'd be completely vulnerable.
"Here, sit."
The words barely made it through her consciousness, but she obeyed them without thinking. She felt the cushion of her couch give under her, and a gentle hand landed on the back of her neck and pushed her head between her knees.
"Deep breaths. That's it. Relax. You're okay. Just sit here and get your bearings."
Beth did as the deep voice asked and concentrated on taking huge gulps of air into her lungs.